This is Emory University's Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Emory University's Sound Science, Carlos Franco Paredes, an expert on infectious diseases, discusses neglected tropical diseases, diseases that are increasingly finding their way into the United States. Franco Paredes is a researcher and clinician at the Emory Travelwell Clinic, which provides pre- and post-travel health care to international travelers. He and his colleagues recently received funding to study the epidemiology and treatment outcomes of tropical infectious diseases in the growing immigrant and refugee communities in Georgia.
We focus on all these neglected tropical diseases, and that's what the grant from the Healthcare Georgia Foundation is, to continue to do work on assessing the prevalence and the outcomes of hepatitis B, of Chagas disease, and leprosy. We see all these, they're called neglected tropical diseases. Neglected because they're usually diseases that affect poor people in endemic settings and that cause a lot of disability or dysfunction, like leprosy is a good example.
In fact, the clinic is the main referral center for leprosy in the region.
We care right now for about 24 patients with leprosy. And leprosy is a chronic disease, so some of them develop the sequela of the infection, or some of them have active disease and we provide them with treatment. Most of these cases are in foreign-born individuals. We have also domestic cases. There's still some cases of leprosy in the U.S.
Franco Paredes and his colleagues also care for patients with parasitic diseases, such as Chagas disease, which is prevalent in Latin America, but is beginning to be detected in the United States and at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Chagas disease, which is a disease in Latin America where it's a disease usually of poverty, it's a disease of people living in poorly constructed houses. You become infected usually when you're a kid or an adolescent, and then you have this latent infection for many years until you have heart failure or problems in the gastrointestinal tract. So we do screening for that, and we provide treatment for some of these patients.
One of the studies included in the Healthcare Georgia Foundation grant includes screenings at Grady Hospital for Chagas in pregnant women from Latin America, and for native Latin American men and women with HIV/AIDS, who may be latently infected and whom early detection may prevent reactivation of this infection.
You know, if you're from Latin America and you have HIV/AIDS, yes. Chagas disease can become a real problem. There's really no studies on this in the U.S. to look at how often do you find this latent infection, although they recommend screening for Chagas disease. No one does that routinely. So if we do screening of the many patients from Latin America and have HIV, and we find that a few of them have latent infection, that will justify expanding the recommendation to, say, patients with HIV.
Franco Paredes also screens patients for intestinal parasites, another neglected tropical disease.
And so we find some of these patients having soil-transmitted helminths, and that could be hookworm, could be ascaris, could be schistosoma, strongyloides. And hookworm and strongyloides are very interesting parasites because people become infected not by eating contaminated water or food, but by walking barefoot. So the parasites go through the skin, and they can remain in their bodies for a long time. And schistosomiasis is very important among immigrants, refugees, but particularly, I would say, among refugees from Africa. And we found that about 40 to 50% of the Sudanese, Somalis, and some of the West African groups, we do find really high prevalence of latent and untreated schistosomiasis.
Another disease affecting Sudanese refugees, hepatitis B, which Franco Paredes and his colleagues will also study.
I like to talk about hepatitis B because although the other ones are interesting, hepatitis B is more frequent and it has lethal consequences. We did a study here in the clinic, which will be published soon. Sometimes the initial screening to them following up with specialized center on hepatitis B takes a few years. Bridging the gap of early diagnosis and screening to getting them into care and the right care for hepatitis B is one of the problems that we find sometimes. But we can work on following up in some of these patients and making sure that they access the healthcare system faster or earlier, so that those that require treatment get into treatment. So that's a major initiative within this Georgia Healthcare Foundation project. You know, I think at the end of the day, the goal of this proposal is to raise awareness of neglected tropical diseases among refugees and immigrants, but also to provide the right care for these people, because it's a moral imperative.
I'm Robin Trocolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science.